You mentioned the pharmacokinetic paper by Robertson. How do you dose and schedule fulvestrant right now outside of a study?
The way that we do it at MD Anderson is we use the loading dose. We give them 500 milligrams. Day 1, day 15, 250. Day 29, 250. And then monthly. This is something that some of the key investigators in the early development of the drug feel that it would be important to get in a steady state. As you know, there is no randomized data, and you know that currently it is FDA approved 250 milligrams monthly, and it's also reimbursed for Medicare. This is 250 milligrams monthly. So with all of the caveats on that, I think, and I don't know if this is my bias, in those patients that you treating them as a third line therapy, that you say, geez, you know, this is, you know, they failed tamoxifen and they had failed the aromatase inhibitors, either one or the second aromatase inhibitor. And then you're doing like a four-line therapy. You say, geez, you know, I really want to get faster steady state because this is my four hormonal manipulation. Is that biologically makes sense? And those patients, rather than the patient that you have first line and you think you had time. So I don't think we know the answer. Most of the recommendation comes from some of the investigators that did some of the early work, and we did participate in some of the early work, but that was not as extensive as other. And Ken Osborne feels very strongly about it, and Dr. Robertson, John Robertson, feels strongly. Dr. Howell also feels strongly about it. So that's what we had been doing in general. It is not FDA approved with that indication. And while sometimes we think that's the best way to go, unless that you do pharmacokinetic study. And then also, importantly, you will have to do a very large study to show they're equally effective. And many of the new studies we're using, we participate in the clinical trial right now using a patient that had failed an aromatase inhibitor. We are participating in an international trial of using exemestane, aromasin versus fulvestrant. And that's an important study. But I'm not sure if we're going to be seeing a dosing study that is large enough to look for efficacy. You can look for pharmacokinetic in a smaller study, but I don't know if we're going to see the efficacy. Like we did in, you know, in the trastuzumab study, that you got pharmacokinetic data, but there is no clearly randomized study that has shown that every 3 weeks trastuzumab is as equally effective than weekly trastuzumab. You know, we have pharmacokinetic data. We believe biologically it would make sense. And the preliminary data looks similar. But again, there is no face-to-face, phase 3 randomized study.